The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Every little thing gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing gonna be alright. Indeed, today, ladies and gentlemen, we are just chilling. We are just existing. Oh my. Uh-huh. In episode 105, Kingston, Jamaica, globally local, where we do a little bit of a radio show at a different city at different times being always Mondays, of course.
Mm-hmm.
My co-host Henry, how are you zenning today?
Well, I'm doing great, Rudy. You know what they say, it's Monday somewhere in the world, and today that's here. As for me, well, I'm all right. I actually had a great... Are you familiar with the Danish, Rudy?
Danish as in the people of Denmark?
No, as in a pastry. A Danish.
No.
Well, I had a great one. I had a tasty one. It was big. It was apple crumble, and it was good. And to that I say, fuck yeah. That's how my day has been. How about you?
Not much to say. I mean, I wake up for these, so my day hasn't really fully started because somebody gatekeeps my Sundays sometimes from starting because he calls me up from Australia and then we have to be locked in this wheel again. But that other than that, I've been doing rather well. Let me think. Is there anything that's been sort of new in my life? Not really. Honestly, it's just been, you know, just living, just enjoying. Stressing a bit, I'll be honest, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it's going to be. Actually, I did recently win a prize, if you can believe it. It was for most humble person ever. And I, of course, gladly accepted. You know.
Right. You know what? And here I genuinely thought for a second he like won some kind of gaming competition or some shit like that.
No, it was just like a worldwide vote on the humblest person. And, well, I won.
I somehow ultimately skipped the vote.
Was
so popular, I did not hear about it.
It was mandatory voting, but if you like accidentally didn't vote, you will get a big fine. So don't worry, really, that's on the way. Rest assured.
How big is the fine?
Let's say 5,000 euros. And let's say you're going to have to pay it via Tiki that I will send to you. Okay.
I see. Well, gladly, I'm going to Chile somewhat soon, hopefully. So good luck finding me.
Okay. Well, you know what they say. You can go to Chile, but you have to come back at some point as well.
That's so true. They say that, right?
They do say that. And now before we get started, Rudy, I do have a beef of the week that I just remembered. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention. And it's wooden toothpicks. And have you ever used any before?
Yes.
I really hate how you're picking tooth. And then sort of like a bit of the wood gets stuck in between your teeth.
How are you picking your teeth that it breaks and gets... That's never happened to me.
That's crazy. This happens like literally every fucking time with these things to me.
What kind of razor shark teeth do you have in your mouth?
No, it's just like
that it cuts wood.
That it like sort of peels off the top. If you do like this a couple times, right? Picking teeth.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Rudy.
Yeah, so people at home, because we don't have camera feed because somebody's here shy. That shy person right now was fully just deep throating something midair for me.
No,
in camera.
That was me picking teeth. You go in and out a couple times, right? As you do when you
sure.
pick teeth, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of like the wood on top, it gets sort of like lodged free, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a physicist. I cannot tell you how this happened.
Well, maybe you should
but
not
then you have
use
like
the
a little,
same...
a little.
Maybe
like
you should
splinter.
Not use the same toothpick on multiple occasions doing this. Just use it once, get the thing lodged out, turn the other end if it's not still, get it again out. That's it.
Yeah, but like if you're doing toothpicks, you're doing your whole mouth, right? I don't want to have to go through 10 toothpicks. That's insane.
Well, don't go through 10 of them. But the moment you see something, maybe like it's already malleable and splinting off from your razor shark teeth, turn the other end.
Well, so that's what I have been doing, but I still go through like five in one sitting.
I'm sorry. Do you know you have to use a toothbrush instead of a toothpick?
Yeah, but this is both. This is after you brush your teeth.
How much do you get stuck in your teeth? Because I
no,
genuinely
but it's not
don't
stuff-
use toothpicks.
Really, you don't use toothpicks to get stuff that's stuck in your teeth. You use toothpicks to keep your gums healthy. And by creating
so wait,
a hole
wait, wait,
between
wait,
your
wait.
Teeth...
You are gumming it up with toothpicks?
So if you don't toothpick, then it becomes like an area where you can easily get a hole in your teeth. That's why toothpicking is important. To keep those like areas between your teeth free from...
How about you
fine.
Just go to a hygienist once a year? Regular checkup.
Yeah, but they ask you to do this.
Yeah, well, I'll be completely honest. I do it on occasion, but not often.
Okay.
But if you have a yearly regular checkup, of course, it's their job to say to just ask you to do this. But it's also what you pay for them to clean. Like,
right.
I respect them. I respect them and their professionals in their field. But also, can I just say this? I know health professionals... But at the end of the day, we trust doctors, right? That's the message we put out there. We trust the doctors. But being a doctor is also a business. You don't want
okay.
me to be the healthiest I can because then you, yes, you, my listener doctor, have nothing to do. And hence, how
right.
are you going to earn money?
So
you want me to be a little sicko at some point.
What I hear from you is that you're the type of person to just throw trash on the floor. Because, oh, that's okay, there's cleaners, and we have to keep them employed as well.
No.
Yes.
I'm just
yes.
saying that if I don't brush my teeth like I forget once, I will not feel guilty because I have a hygienist checkup every year.
I mean, I wouldn't feel guilty about that. I mean, I'm not saying you always have to do it. I'm just saying, you know?
I'm just very surprised that every time you toothpick, you go through a lot of toothpicks. I feel like that's something
I'm sick
overkill.
Of it, Rudy. And these things, there's other alternatives.
I be honest, my friend, I think the problem is you, not the toothpick.
The other one is like the rubber tooth, right? Are you familiar with them?
No.
The like rubber ones? And they no. like just bend too easily. So, and they're like 10 times more expensive.
Rubber ones? Oh, they're not.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's rubber. It's definitely plastic at least. But it's like,
oh,
like plastic,
yeah, you mean
like
the ones that like the ones that they also sell like the floss string on?
No, I don't know.
Wait, I'll blow your mind just now. Like, Henry, talk about a minute. I'll blow your mind.
Okay. Well, so anyway, these plastic ones, they're like so premium. You get 10 in a pack and then they break so fast. And it's just like, I don't know. There has to be a better... Maybe I'm just getting toothpicks that are too like big, like too girthy, but there's only one size.
Look at what I'm holding in my hand.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them before, yeah.
You see? So you have the floss string here, and then you have a toothpick at the end.
But are you shoving that toothpick between your teeth?
Well, do you do the floss between teeth? And this, I use toothpicks usually if I feel like something's like lodged, because I also brush my teeth regularly and stuff, so I don't use, like, for that reason, I don't think I need to use toothpicks too much, at least. My hygienist has not said that I need to be super extra careful with that, so...
That's because your hygienist is waiting for you to develop holes in your teeth, Rudy.
No, in fact, and
ass.
You will not believe this, in fact, my hygienist says I have very good mouth hygiene.
Yeah, that's what they all say. And then suddenly, boom, all your teeth fall out and they've got the big money making on their hands. You know?
Oh, so now you're my theme on this.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, Rudy, before we stick around too long, let's jump into the facts of where we are. We're in Kingston in Jamaica today.
That yes? we are. Yes.
Rudy, did you know that Kingston is the capital of Jamaica?
Yes.
Yep, boring fact. Come on. On we go. Jamaica is a mid-sized island in the Caribbean Sea. Of course, everyone knows that. I first learned about Jamaica through the Olympics, as they've always been dominating the 100-meter sprint, is in my notes. Did yeah. you know that?
Sure.
Then my final note is they're also well known for weed, reggae, and tourism.
There is another fact that's very...
Yeah.
You know what, Henry? You have no whimsy in life.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
There's another well-known fact about Jamaican Kingston. But you know what? I'll bring that up in my little segment that I have brought up today. Today, we're turning the tables. Get ready for a quiz this episode.
That's right. Okay, well, I have no idea of any other topics that might concern Jamaica. Wink.
Oh, it's time to go to... wait. I have to get the energy up because I'm a bit mad now. The news!
All right. Ready?
Yes.
I would love to start. Secret sex club relocates to a new venue.
Yes. 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 Yes.
And you said you had trouble finding articles? This shit
was
gold. Oh. All right. Well... So, friends, a secret after church, mind you, sex club has left the local church where they were holding their parties after the services. The club was started by the pastor's wife, who was left sexually dissatisfied by her husband. And so, over time, this club grew up to 25 members. Where for 5 years they were meeting up after church. I forget what the article said, but something along the lines of to get railed by invited men, yes. more or less.
Yes, 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 yes.
Which, you know, we love that for them. The pastor's wife, Candy is her name, came forward and admitted that a church was not the appropriate venue for such activities.
I love this queen. The more I read about her, the more... Because, as you will find out down the lane, dear listeners, she did not back down, per se.
Yes. She also says that she's not distancing herself from the church, but just that she would prefer these activities to be done elsewhere, ultimately. She also lost some club members when she made this statement.
Yes, a couple.
Tragically.
A couple.
And then I think that's about it. She's still aiming to set up or like continue her club activities elsewhere. Yeah, because she did note that the demand for her club was there and that there are women out there who feel that despite this not being in Lord Jesus's interests, their needs are not being met and therefore they need to continue to have club meetings.
Yep, indeed. And what can I say? My girl got out there, got the taste of some good Lord's work, I guess, and was like, you know what? I'm living life. I don't have to contain myself. And so she started a movement, is what she did. A harem, if you will.
Yes. I mean, look. That's a pretty good effort. Getting a club with 25 members, that takes time and dedication.
As somebody who also read this article and the way she was speaking about it, she had some, I'll be honest, good points. Because she wasn't like, oh, let's have like, I don't know, like a cheating arrangement. That's not what it was. The club initially started, as far as I understand, as something where it's like, we are not happy in our like, how this is like intimate lives with our partners. Let's talk about it. And then at some point, it was like, well, like, we want to express ourselves. We need this, right? But they did not, I guess, guys at home were not given good enough, and then they were like, you know what, let's unionize, and let's get Gerald from the local strip club down here as well.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's an inspirational story, Rudy.
I will say, though, in that article, nowhere did it mention what, like, the other parts, or, like, the husbands of all of this thought. And she did say, like, fully that she's the pastor's wife and stuff like that. There was nothing about a divorce or anything. So I'm assuming that the husbands actually were aware of this.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I feel like as a pastor, you would always have to be. If this is happening in your church.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's like, maybe the men just don't have the balls to say it, but they were like, yeah, I mean, I see the problem, go for it. And then it just became a news thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, Rudy. It is very funny to me that the person that set this up was the wife of the pastor. Like... I don't know, there's a lot of golden details in this story, but ultimately they're out there fighting the good fight, and they're going to find a new venue, and they're going to continue to talk about women's struggles.
Yeah. True F. Anyways, Henry, are you ready for the ultimate quiz? The one where I fucking get your ass. You know what else was there? What else is a very big thing in the Caribbean at some point in history? You have any inkling?
Cricket!
So cricket. True, basically. No! You scallywag! It's pirates! Yarr!
Oh!
Jamaica was at some point the pirate country, literally known as that, and is also the, you could say roots of modern democracy, because if you will, for history nerds out there, you will know that at some point, democracy from the Greeks and Romans kind of died out, and then we had a lot of monarchy going on and stuff like that. But the modern democracy came back first on pirate ships and pirate country, because the pirate captains at the time thought it best to not necessarily always fight it out, because that they already were scarce in population and that was not good for their numbers. So there was sudden democracy on board and in pirate country. Anyways, point being, I'm gonna give you the ultimate pirate quiz. And you should know answers to these, because the website I am on is very, how do I say this, child-friendly. So if you don't know this, you are dumber than a 7-year-old.
Okay, go for it.
What is Edward Teach's pirate name?
I've never heard of this man in my life, but let's go Blackbeard.
Oh! The options are Black Bart, Black okay. Bellamy, or Blackbeard.
So I had it right. Without yes. even hearing the options, you know? I mean,
what else? What other pirate would you think of when you think of pirate captains?
Look, I really thought it was Black Bart for a second, but I got it right, is ultimately the.
Okay, how about this? Line. Pirates believe that pierced ears would improve their bravery, eyesight, or fortune.
Fortune?
You are correct.
Come on. Come on.
What was Davy Jones' locker?
And the options are? Is it like the deep sea?
It's captain's loot, treasure chest, or seabed.
Seabed.
You are correct. Who used the poop cabin? Crew, poopers, or captain?
What?
The it's a poop word. It's a
I'd have to assume it would just be everybody, to be honest. But it's kind of so specific that it almost has to be the captain. I'll still go crew, but...
It's the captain. The poop cabin is actually... I don't know if it's pronounced like that, but it's definitely spelled like that. I'm pretty sure that's the cabin where the wheel is. Or the captain's cabin, even.
Oh, so it's not where they poop.
No. Well, here's a history lesson for all of you out there. Pirating was most common between 1480 to 1530, 1615 to 1640, 1690 to 1720.
1630 to 1640, lock it in.
That's... What did you say?
The second one.
1615 to 1640.
Yes.
Well, you're wrong.
No,
it's 1690 to 1720.
No, I really don't think so, actually.
How deep is a fathom? 1 feet, 6 feet, 24 feet.
Six.
You are right. Holy shit.
Yeah, of course.
Where is the prow of the ship? Top of the mast, at the front, or at the back?
Front.
You know what? For somebody who fucking always hates on pirates, you did that actually quite well. You answered, I think, two of them wrong.
Oh, I'm smarter than a seven-year-old.
Give me your best pirate impression now.
Yarr! Give me your booty!
And now give me your Italian pirate version.
Hey, what's the deal? Give me your booty! Yarr!
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to go to an ad.
Regular water. That was refreshing. Sparkling water.
That hits the spot.
Flat soft drink.
I mean, it's still sweet, but it just doesn't have that oomph.
Freshly opened sparkling soft drink.
Ooh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Regular oil.
Well, this sure greased my pans.
Sparkling oil.
Holy shit, the carbon dioxide is causing the heated oil to jump everywhere. Ow! Ow! Sparkling anything. It is always better when it sparkles, sparkles.
So true. I... So fucking true, bestie. In summer, especially, sparkling all the way. I genuinely don't understand people who... My fun fact, I am that guy who always brings up, you know that actually sparkling drinks do cool you down better than normal drinks in summer?
What? Is that true?
Yes, because it's a endothermic reaction to get the gassy, bubbly things. So that means they need a bit of... So like for that reaction to happen in sparkling drinks, a little bit of heat from the environment has to go in. So they absorb a bit of heat. So when you drink sparkling liquids, you cool down more efficiently than by just non-sparkling things.
That's pretty cool. I don't know if that's true.
I learned about it in chemistry.
It sounds kind of like bullshit. But Google I love it. The
now,
idea
actually,
of
you
it.
Know what? Fact check me now live. Well, we're not live, but fact check me. Just listeners at home, watch as he finds that I'm wrong.
Do sparkling drinks.
And I'm going to hype it up because I'm so right. I'm so right. You know what, ladies and gentlemen?
Cool.
Watch as I am proven right. Because I am, always will be, always have been right. Endothermic. Put that word in right there. In that Google search bar.
Well, so we're going to skip the AI summary.
Well, unless it's right.
Well, it's not. So we're going to skip it. As in... It's going against your point, Rudy, so let's skip it, right?
It's never right anyways, so...
Yeah. Okay, so... summer heat is upon us, which means most of us are liable to significantly increase our consumption of cold drink. Yep. Okay. There might be a bit more science as to why we crave sparkling drinks.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Yeah. I'm still sorry. I'm just trying to skip to the part where it gets
Control
to what we are
F
actually talking
endothermic.
About.
Endothermic.
Okay, let's do that. Let's see what that gives us. Endo, no results. Okay.
Then it's a shit article.
It might sound suspicious, but the cooling effect of cold liquids comes less. No, this has nothing to do with sparkle. Sorry.
Okay, anyways, point being, let's go to your quiz and I will find you an article that proves me wrong whilst answering your questions.
Okay.
He's now gone down the rabbit hole.
So this just says that... This is not very helpful, unfortunately, but this
is
article...
Is sparkling
that
water
I've put
an endothermic
now...
interaction? Aha! Yes, the process of releasing carbon dioxide from carbonated water or anything carbonated, known as effervescence, is an endothermic process.
But that's not what we were looking at. We were looking up, is it cool me down? Is it done, dude? Cool me down.
Well, endothermic
or not,
process needs outer temperature, environmental temperature to go into it. Exactly. I'm not saying, people, by the way, that this will cool you with the difference of like one cooled you 5 degrees, the other one cooled you 1. The difference probably is minuscule, but it is scientifically true that one does cool you a bit more than the other.
If you are in the Sahara and you can drink sparkling water, you will 100% guaranteed survive any obstacles. Certified by Rudy.
Wait. He said it's certified by Henry. And also, Henry, your quiz.
My quiz? Well, Rudy, let's see if you're smarter than a 7-year-old.
Let's go.
Rudy, what is the name of the world famous athlete who holds the world record in the 100-meter sprint?
Usain Bolt.
What is the name of the famous pirate town off of the coast of Kingston?
Holy shit.
Pirate Uh-oh. Girl. Mr. Pirate can't get the right answer. Nuh-uh. It's Port Royal.
Man. Oh, Port Royal is from Jamaica?
Yeah, well, then it's again, like right off the coast of Kingston. Royals.
I feel like Port Royal is such a... There's probably multiple out there. But it is one of those like pirate names. Every pirate game has a Port Royal. Every pirate movie has a Port Royal.
I was reading about this particular one online, and people are saying this is the main one.
I mean, I would believe it.
I don't know if it's true, but it was just because it's in a funky position, so I was like... But apparently it's true. They have, like, a fort on there, a pirate fort, so...
Anyway. Oh my god, I was wrong!
Rudy, I didn't specifically mention this, but do you know the name of the famous Jamaican chicken dish, which is intensely marinated in several spices?
No, I don't.
Jerk chicken?
Oh, but that's why they cook it, because it's a jerk?
That chicken's not very nice, and that's how they get him. Rudy, last one, and I also didn't mention this, but this is one so that you can sort of deduce. What is the Jamaican phrase that locals sometimes say if you have pissed them off?
Bombaclat.
Well, I'll accept that. But... The official answer, according to my rulebook, is Jamaican me mad. Hey, yo. Okay.
I love that half of this quiz was not something that he mentioned at any point. The pirates, sure, I should have known, but he also did not mention that.
Well, I was keeping that as a trick question up my sleeve.
Out of four were trick questions then.
No. The only real trick question was the last one. The second one was more of like, I didn't mention
Usain
it.
Usain Bolt also, I knew the answer, but you did not mention it. In fact, you did not mention any of these answers.
I don't need to mention Usain Bolt. I don't need to mention Usain Bolt. I've mentioned athletics.
Anyways, local business is Cockburn Gardens. Do I need to explain? A whole district of burning hot gardens with apparently a secret sex club.
Well, Rudy, that's great. My recommendation is to visit the Port Royal Museum, where you can visit the old pirate fort.
So you didn't know about the pirates, you just pretended.
No, this is what I found after I researched what the hell is Port Royal. And then it was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I would go there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who has never ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean. Isn't that crazy?
Fuck pirates.
Radio!
In the Caribbean.
Alpha Boys School Radio. I was going to make a joke, but apparently the official radio of Juilliard Music School in Kingston. It had been a while since I've listened to reggae, and you know what? On a sunny Saturday morning, it hit the spot.
Jesus. Well, I back that recommendation because that was my choice too. Rudy, let's go on to the ending of the episode.
Great! Glad! Let's fucking do it! Episode 105. Thank you so much for listening. Yare! To Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom Uza, Kingston, Jamaica. If you have any feedback, Spotify, find me at 000RUDIS000 at Instagram. So 000s, Rudy's 000s. You can also try and reach Henry.
You can find me jerking the chicken, as they say. Or you can email me at globallylocalfm@gmail.com. Right, Rudy?
So true. Sorry, it took me out. I did not expect that. What was I saying even? Oh, yes, see you next episode
in Astana, in Kazakhstan.
Yeah, so this joke has to be there, so I'm going to put it in this episode so it doesn't come out in Kazakhstan. But as that great news anchor said, how to start a car. Look, click, 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 click.
What?